In continuing our teaching, how precious is the blood of Jesus? We left off with the song that Robert Lowry had penned many, many years ago. And that song we hear sung today, it say, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nor the fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Then Brother Lowry got happy and penned this verse. "For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I plead. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nought of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll overcome. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll reach my home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, this I sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." In this day that we're living in, there are so many different religions and so many different Bibles that's omitting the blood of Jesus. And the reason why many Bibles today are being reprinted and omitting the blood is because the enemy is behind this. Because he do not want people to know what can wash away their sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is no salvation in water baptism. There's so many people that preach, except the person is baptized in water, they cannot be saved. But you omitting the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary for mankind's sins. Listen to this in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 25. "Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with blood of others." So you see, Jesus brought his own blood to the Father on behalf of mankind. And then in Revelation chapter 11, my mistake, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Listen to what it says. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." They overcame who? We overcome the devil today by the blood, or because of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. But we must have faith in the blood that Jesus shed, and we must know who redeemed us. No one but Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus is so precious today that many Bibles are omitting it. You don't hear very many messages about the blood anymore. You don't hear people even discussing and talking about the blood of Jesus, because the life is in the blood. And the enemy knows how powerful and how precious the blood of Jesus was and still is and will always be in days to come. See, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary is still powerful in this new day that we're living in. And I've listened to many songs that's being sung today. And many songs have a upbeat when it deals with the blood. "I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood." See, they're kind of getting away from songs of that magnitude. And like I say, it's the enemy that's behind this. Because he don't mind people knowing and learning all kind of things, but what they really need to know, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. William Cowper penned this song, "There is a fountain." You might know the song. It said, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stain. These songs that I've offered to you, that I've made known to you, these are songs that the Holy Spirit birthed in the hearts of these brethren years ago. And do you not know, if you listen to the words of these songs, that they're backed by the Bible? Notice, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stain. According to Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Without shedding of blood. So Jesus' blood was already shed. Now, we must have faith in his blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John, listen to this. How precious is the blood of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 1, let's see here, verses 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But let me go back to verse 7, 1 John 1 verse 7 or 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Listen to this. And the blood, not the water, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So you see, as the brother was singing the song, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stain. I really believe today why so many people are not coming to Jesus is because the blood has been omitted by so many. We don't hear messages about the blood anymore because we feel like, well, this is a revelated hour where many things are being now revealed to us. But do you not know that I don't care how revelated things get, the blood of Jesus is still powerful today. We have just embarked into a brand new year. Thank God for that. But the blood of Jesus Christ is still powerful in this day and will always be throughout eternity. Listen to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5. Hallelujah. How precious is the blood of Jesus. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. See, our sins have been cleansed away, have been not just covered, but cleansed, removed, because of the blood of Jesus. Water cannot wash away your sins. Doing good deeds cannot wash away your sins. Helping people, joining a church building cannot wash away your sins. Doing all kind of rituals cannot wash away your sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away mankind's sins. But you must recognize that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. And the Savior's name is Jesus Christ. So as the brothers sing the song, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stain. The dying thief rejoiced to see their fountain in his day. And there have I, though vile as he, washed all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. Till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. We have been dealing with a topic, how precious is the blood of Jesus. And my friend, you that's listening to this message, regardless of what you have gone through, regardless of what you have been through, regardless of what you have to go through, nothing but the blood of Jesus can sustain you and keep you and preserve you, as well as protect you. as I showed you in the book of Exodus, how the blood of that lamb, that animal, because they applied that blood to the upper lintel and the two side posts, they was protected from destruction. We today must apply the blood of Jesus to our lives, our families, everything we have, so that we can be protected and preserved in the midst of destruction. If you're listening to this message and Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to know something, my friend. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from your sins. Because if you die and you're not saved, you will go to the lake of fire. But understand something. When Jesus hung on the cross, He had you in mind, my brother. He had you in mind, my sister. He looked at your life and He saw the condition of your life. And He don't want you to die like you was born. We was born into sin and shapen into iniquity, but He don't want you to die like this. He wants you to die knowing Him. And if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, stop what you're doing right now. Bow your head at this moment and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed Your blood for my sins. You died and You was buried. And You're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in Your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank You for cleansing me in the blood and writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with Your blood. I thank You and I praise You in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank You for the listeners of this message. I thank You for mass conviction sitting in the hearts of the hearers. Thank You for the blood of Jesus being released over these airways. And I give You praise and glory and honor for it now in Jesus' name. How precious is the blood of Jesus.